The death of Britain's Queen Mother marks an occasion to consider multitasking elevated to the nth power. As she was laid to rest in Westminster Abbey today, a gentleman with a wonderful title, the Garter King of Arms, listed, as he put it, the styles and titles of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Dowager and Queen Mother, Lady of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, Lady of the Most Ancient and Most Noble Order of the Thistle, Lady of the Imperial Order of the Crown of India, Grand Master and Dame Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order, upon whom had been conferred the Royal Victorian Chain, Dame Grand Cross of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, Dame Grand Cross of the Most Venerable Order of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem, Relict of His Majesty King George VI, and Mother of Her Most Excellent Majesty Elizabeth II.
And that's just who she was, not what she did. One anti-royalist wag in London once wrote that he opposed monarchy just as he opposed all forms of slavery. He was referring to the full-time civic servitude, the endless waving to crowds, the tree plantings, the ribbon cuttings, existing in perpetual grinning do-gooder hyperdrive. Here is a mere sampling of the Queen Mother's positions left vacant by her demise. And, John, you'll have to help me through this list. It's so long.
Okay, Robert, I'm ready.
She was former Chancellor of the University of London. The vice-chancellors do the actual work in Britain. She was Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports. She was honorary freeman of the worshipful companies of barbers, butchers, grocers, merchant tailors, and musicians.
And she was a patron of many organizations. Here are just a few. The British Homeopathic Association, the Cookery and Food Association, the Edinburgh Angus Club, the Injured Jockeys Fund, the Institute of Journalists Orphan Fund, and the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry Regimental Association.
The Queen Mum was Patron-in-Chief of the Federated Caledonian Society of Southern Africa. She was Royal Master of the Bench of the Honorable Society of the Middle Temple, an Honorary Fellow of the Royal College of Physicians, Vice President of the Royal Smithfield Club, President of the Sandringham Women's Institute, and President of the Women's Royal Voluntary Service.
By our count, she was a member or patron or honorary officer of 327 organizations.
The royals, of course, receive allowances and own estates in exchange for their modern-day monarchical labors. But for this, the eldest of the royals, the now departed Queen Mother, being a national icon, the captive symbolic grandmother to a people, seemed to be a reward in itself.